Greetings, everyone. Each year at this time of year, I'm reminded of a story that I came across many years ago. The story of a woman who is out Christmas shopping with her children. And after scanning the shelves for the toys and gifts, after hearing her children begging for all the things they wanted, she finally made it to the elevator of the store. The doors were open and the elevator was packed with people. This was before COVID. She managed to squeeze in with all her bags, the children, and the stroller. And when the doors closed, she let out an exhausted sigh and said, "Whoever started this whole Christmas thing should be found, strung up, and shot." Then, from the back of the elevator, a voice responded, "Don't worry, we already crucified him." Perhaps you know why I remember that story. It's kind of like a punch to the gut. And as we enter this second week of Advent, it's worth asking ourselves yet again, what about this Christmas thing? What is this that our Lord Jesus himself started? And suffice it to say that it may not be what the world makes Christmas out to be. This Christmas thing may be far from the reality that we are about to celebrate. This evening, we heard from the beginning of St. Mark's Gospel, and what a gift to arrive at a beginning point. This is the beginning of good news. This is the beginning of salvation. News that brings an end to evil. News that brings hope to a fallen world. And it would do us well as we begin this second week of Advent to not only hear this, but to receive it. In the readings this weekend, we are told over and over again that God is sending his messenger ahead of us. We hear from John the Baptist, and years before him, we hear even from Isaiah, both of whom are prophets proclaiming hope, speaking of God sending his Spirit, going before us. And this Spirit has such great power to make straight the wastelands. I wonder if that includes the wastelands of 2020, the leftovers of a contentious election, the horror of this pandemic and all that it's laid waste. We're told that this Spirit has power to fill in valleys, to lower mountains. I wonder if that includes the valleys of despair and depression, the mountains of our addictions and anxieties that so often can afflict and infect us. We're told that this Holy Spirit, which comes with power and reward, has a strong arm going before us, gathering, feeding, caring for, like a shepherd his flock. And then we hear this beautiful word of comfort. I don't know how often that word appears in the Bible, but it does give us something to think about. The comfort of Scripture. I wonder what that comfort looks like and entails. Certainly, It's different than the false comforts that are promised all over in our world. The comforts that end in a hangover. The comforts that disappoint. The comfort of God and His Holy Spirit. Well, it seems to me that that would be worth receiving. That would be worth knowing and enjoying. Comfort, says the Lord. Comfort for my people. My friends, as we begin this second week of Advent, we have 3 weeks till Christmas. And what a beautiful time not only to hear the call of the prophets, but to heed that call. I was reminded as I was preaching last evening that back in the summer, we heard a reading from Isaiah, and it was, "Come to the water." I was struck that that was Isaiah 55, and Route 55 is the road that takes me to the water, that takes me down the shore to see my parents. And so we'll never forget, I'll never forget, Isaiah 55, "Come to the water." And this weekend, what do we have? We have the road that gets us to 55. What road is that? 40. Isaiah 40. Comfort. Comfort to my people, says the Lord. And as we stand weeks before Christmas, where the living water himself will be available to us for our worship and adoration, it might do us well to read from Isaiah 40 so as to be prepared to be with the God who is soon to be with us. May God bless you this week, and God's peace be yours.